Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to immigration. This immigration bill, if you snapped your fingers and every agricultural worker in this country disappeared overnight, our dairy industry would fall apart. Not because we don't have great farmers and great dairy, but because the people working them, by and large, the vast majority are coming here from Mexico and elsewhere and are not here legally. The same with agriculture in California and everywhere else in the Southeast. The hospitality industry, who do you think makes the beds in the hotels? Who do you think works in the meatpacking plants? Many of them here illegally. So here is my prediction. It's only a prediction, but here is my considered prediction. Biden's bill, the whole thing is not going to get through the Senate. They're not going to get 10 votes. They couldn't get 60 votes to agree that today was Friday. They could not get 60 votes to agree to that. However, some things may get through. The DACA Dreamer thing may get through. And I think it might have a year ago, Trump did not support it. Now I don't know. With the advent of QAnon, with the advent of people going full frontal QAnon, I don't know. But what may get through, because Republican donors want it, is some status for agriculture workers and hospitality workers and meat packers. And they'll make up a term. They'll call them essential. Well, every worker is essential, and teachers are essential. Police officers and firefighters are essential, but they're going to say that what's essential are agriculture workers, people in the hospitality industry, hotels, people who work in meatpacking plants. And I suspect that there will be some resolution where they will get guest visas. In other words, they will be told to come in and register, even if they're already illegal, and they'll be given a guest visa for a period of time, say 3 years. And then they'll have to go back to their country and then come back in again and get another guest visa. That's what happens in some European countries. The problem is a number of them will have children while they're here, and those children will have birthright citizenship, and there'll be applications for citizenship based on familial association. And we've got to resolve that issue. And I've talked about this before under the 14th Amendment. There is no constitutional requirement for birthright citizenship. Europe doesn't have it. France doesn't have it. Britain doesn't have it. Germany doesn't. Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, no one has it. But that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. Biden's very ambitious bill, and a lot of it is good. He takes out words like illegal aliens, and you don't want to demean people and all that. But you got to protect your borders, and it doesn't have any enforcement. It has some vague stuff about cybersecurity. Give me a break at the border. Give me a break. The Democratic Party has to show that it is serious about protecting our borders. Protecting our borders. If you have open borders, and we don't, we legally don't, but in practice, if we permit birth hotels, if we permit anybody basically to come in, yes, we have some enforcement, but if we don't pick up deportations, I think it was a mistake for Biden to simply get rid of the agreement with Honduras and Guatemala and the other countries down there that limited people to asylum to asking for it down there. I think it was a mistake for him to say, well, come on in and ask for asylum here. You don't have to stay in Mexico. The problem with that is everybody says they're in asylum. Asylum is a turn of art, meaning that they're under attack for their race or their religion. These people are not under attack for their race or religion. They're under attack economically and by gangs. Gangs run Central America and drug cartels run Mexico. It's disgusting. But there are ways of handling that militarily and with foreign aid and not just saying, okay, then come here. Say that you want asylum, we'll have a court proceeding and eventually we'll say you don't, and by then you've disappeared. This is a very complex subject. You want to be humane. You also want to control. You want to control your borders. You have to control your borders. Now, somebody, I think it was Ross of Lake Mills, asked what would happen to Trump in Georgia. And I'm going to pose the question a little more broadly. Everybody goes, Matt, is Trump going to run in 2024? And my response is, that's not the real question. The question is, will he survive till 2024 legally? There are five lawsuits that he is facing. I want to tell you all of them. Number one, the New York Attorney General is looking into how he values his assets. Their initial indication is he has two sets of books. One set of books says valuation for lenders. What that does, that really inflates the value of it, so they'll lend him money. And the other one, valuation for tax. And then it's very low and he pays less tax. You can't do that. Even the non-lawyers out there, if you had any kind of business, a restaurant, if you have two sets of books, you might as well put up a big sign, two sets of books. Books number one, here is the income I'm going to report to the IRS. Number two, here's the income I'm really getting. I mean, you know, two sets of books. That's what they're looking at. And if that gets confirmed, and it looks like it may, they will prosecute him for that. And I don't care who they are, Democrat, Republican, he's Democrat, Republican. You do not keep two sets of books. The second one is defamation by Jean Carroll and another woman. He raped Jean Carroll some years ago. He knew her briefly, bumps into her in Berghoff Goodman, a high-end store. He says, boy, this dress would look good on you. He hands her a dress. She goes into the dressing room. He looks around. There's nobody around. That part of the store is deserted. He pushes in. She's taken off the dress, standing there in her underwear. He flat out raped her. She struggled, but she was embarrassed to scream or something. He raped her right there. She was embarrassed, didn't come forward with it. When she finally did, statute of limitations for prosecution for a felony had expired. He said, she's lying. She's always lied. She's a liar. Well, calling somebody a liar is libel. That's defamation, especially when you do it and it gets published in the newspaper. She sued him for libel. He moved to dismiss, believe it or not, saying that when I called her a liar, I was president of the United States and I can't be sued as president of the United States. Well, he's no longer president of the United States, but even as when he was, the judge goes, well, yeah, but calling her a liar is not part of your duties as president of the United States. And when you allegedly raped her, you certainly weren't president of the United States. So this can go forward. She won't settle. That may very well be a trial with depositions. He's going to have to give a deposition. You know, did you ever see her before? Yeah, were you in Berghoff Goodman? He has to be very careful. If he lies, then that's perjury and go to prison. Yeah, was she there changing into a dress that you handed her and nobody was around? I don't know. That's the kind of thing that's going to happen. And another woman named Summer Zervos, who was also suing. Third, fraud by Mary Trump, his niece. Mary Trump, when her father died, Trump's brother. Now, how bad is this? How cold is this? Trump's brother dies and Trump puts in false books on the valuation of the estate and Mary Trump gets a fraction of what it's worth because she inherits from her father, Trump's brother. Says, oh, I'm having real troubles. We're almost bankrupt here. Here's a few bucks. Get out of here. Then she finds out that it was worth a hell of a lot of money. She sued him for fraud. That includes punitive damages. Four, the U.S. attorney in D.C., he incited a riot. Said, if you're weak, you're not going to get your country back. Go up there. I'm with you. They go up there, kill a cop. A couple of other cops die. Some brain damage, eyes dug out, stabbed to the pole. And then Georgia, which Ross of Lake Mills mentioned, two investigations, federal and state, for extortion against Reffensperger. So before people start asking, is he going to run in 2024? Does he survive these five lawsuits? And several of them are criminal. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Yeah.